Today, at the Thakada Meditation Center in San Jose, is the completion remark ceremony. From June 1st to June 30th, for 1 month, there was Satipatthana Meditation Retreat. In the tradition of the late Venerable Mahasi Sayadawji, according to the teaching of the Buddha. And during this retreat, the teachers were given instructions and guidance to the yogis, and the yogis were practicing according to the guidance. And also the devotees have been giving their support in every way they can in order to make everyone comfortable during this retreat. And today is the successful completion ceremony, and Sayadawji will give a short Dharma talk as the successful completion ceremony. Buddha attained Parinibbana more than 2,500 years ago. And the materiality of the body, apart from some of the relics, have been perished. And to put it in the everyday language, Buddha had already passed away. Buddha already attained Parinibbana. And Buddha was no longer alive. But actually, Buddha is still living. When it is said that Buddha is still living, for ordinary way, it will be difficult to accept the fact that Buddha is still living. And Sayadawji will explain how one should do in order to keep the Buddha living, even though Buddha had attained Parinibbana. So what Sayadawji is explaining is that Buddha is still living, and what one should do in order to keep the Buddha living. And Sayadawji will explain briefly at this ceremony. And Sayadawji does not have time to explain in detail, but he will explain briefly. From the three Pitaka and the five Nikayas, the Mahaparinibbana Sutta mentions how was the Buddha's last days, and Sayadawji will explain with reference to Mahaparinibbana Sutta. Just a few hours before Buddha attained Parinibbana, the Sangha was paying the last respect to the living Buddha, and Buddha taught the Bhavajana, the sublime teachings. And as the Sangha was listening to the Buddha's teachings, the Venerable Ananda was not in the group of the Sangha. When Buddha learned that Venerable Ananda was not in the group, Buddha asked to fetch Venerable Ananda. As Venerable Ananda was still a Sotapanna, he had not removed Soka, grief. And as Buddha was about to attained Parinibbana, Venerable Ananda felt very sad, and leaning a doorpost, Venerable Ananda was said to be crying. So the Buddha asked to fetch the Venerable Ananda, and Buddha gave comforting teachings to Venerable Ananda. And it is said that Tathagata Pachima Vaja, the Buddha's last admonition, Saraji will briefly explain about the Buddha's last admonition. And Buddha said to Ananda that in your mind there might be the thinking that Atita Satukam Bhavachana, the teachings of the Buddha that were taught with Sabbanyuta Jnana, the omniscient knowledge, and with Mahakaruna, great compassion, the teachings of the Buddha will be left without the Buddha who is guiding, as Buddha is going to attain Parinibbana. So what the Buddha taught with Sabbanyuta Jnana, the omniscient knowledge, and with Mahakaruna, great compassion, in order to bring benefits for the present and the future, these teachings are called Bhavachana, high noble teaching. And Buddha said that in the mind of the Venerable Ananda, they will be thinking that they will be left without the teacher, Buddha, who guided the way. They will be thinking that we will be left without the teacher, Buddha, who can guide the way. We will not have a teacher, as Buddha will attain Parinibbana. So, actually, one cannot regard that we will be left without the teacher, Buddha. And the Buddha said to Venerable Ananda and the Sangha, Yo ko Ananda maya dhammoja vinayoja desito panyato. Meaning that Buddha had himself guided, gave definite instruction and guidance in order to bring benefit of many. And Buddha also prescribed Vinaya, the discipline, in order to avoid, in order to keep oneself proper. Buddha gave definite guidance, instruction, and the discipline that were kept fully within the hearts of the disciples. And it is said that Buddha has fully gave guidance, instruction, and discipline for the beings. In this way, Buddha had taught the Dhamma, the accurate guidance and instruction to bring benefit of the beings. And also, Buddha prescribed Vinaya, the discipline, in order to keep the beings proper in body, speech, and mind. And after Buddha attained Parinibbana, the Dhamma Vinaya, definite guidance, instruction, and the discipline will be left as the teacher. And the meaning is quite profound, and Saraji will explain. And what the Buddha had taught, the Dhamma Vinaya, the doctrine and the discipline will be left as the teacher on behalf of the Buddha. The Suttanta that the Buddha taught will be left as the teacher on behalf of the Buddha. And also the Abhidhamma, the nature and characteristics of the Nama Rupa phenomena, So this Abhidhamma will also be left as the teacher on behalf of the Buddha. The Vinaya, the discipline that Buddha has set, describes what is proper to be done, what is not proper to be done, and how one can cure one's sins. The Vinaya will decide the discipline to be kept by the monks. And Suttanta mentions the 37 Bodhipakkhiya requisites of enlightenment, the four Satipatthana, four foundations of mindfulness, four Sammabhadana, four kinds of great effort, Adipada, four means of accomplishment, Indriya, the five kinds of faculties, controlling faculties, and five kinds of powers, eight kinds of Magganga, eight noble paths, seven Bhojanga, seven factors of enlightenment. They were to be established within the heart. So these 37 requisites of enlightenment should be practiced and established within one's own heart. And the Abhidhamma teaches what are the five khanda, the five aggregates, the 12 ayatanas and 18 dhatus, and four satya, the noble truths. In the commentary of Parajika, it mentions that so long as the Dhamma Vinaya are still present and practiced, then the teachings of the Buddha have not passed away. There are the definite guidance and instruction, the Dhamma, for the benefits of the beings, and the Vinaya, the discipline, in order to make the beings proper. So long as the Dhamma Vinaya still exists, then it is said that the teacher, the Buddha who guided the way, have not passed away. There is still the teacher who guided, so long as the Dhamma Vinaya still exists. So for those who have faith and confidence in the Buddha, whether it is a monk or a lay devotee, if they are practicing the Dhamma, the Vinaya, by practicing sila, morality, practicing samadhi, concentration, in order to develop the mind, and practicing in order to develop the knowledge. So long as they are practicing the teachings, it is said that the Buddha who guided the teachings have not passed away. By practicing the Dhamma accurately, one gains benefit. And also, practicing the discipline, one will be proper. So one should practice the Dhamma Vinaya in order to bring benefit and to be proper. Practicing the Vinaya, there will not be transgression by body and speech, and one's physical verbal behavior will be pure, clean, gentle, and lovable. And practicing according to the Suttanta, practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can remove Priyutthana Kilesa, obsessive defilements. And one should be mindful of whatever nama rupa arise at the sixth sense door with sustained mindfulness. Noting the objects that arise at the sixth sense door with sustained mindfulness, the mind will be calm and collected on the object. And as the mind is calm and collected on the object that has been noted, Priyutana Kilesa, obsessive defilements, have no chance to arise. Being mindful for 1 minute, the defilements are suppressed for 1 minute. And if the mindfulness and concentration are continuous one after another, having Viriya, Sati, and Samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, there will be Samadhi Sikha, the concentration training. And practicing of the Vinaya, the discipline, one is fulfilling Sila, morality. And by practicing Samadhi Sikha, concentration training, the Priyutana Kilesa, obsessive defilements, are overcome. And by practicing, one discerns the true nature, one discerns correctly. By discerning, by gaining knowledge, one uproots the defilements moment by moment so that the defilements are weaker and weaker. By attaining the four path and fruition knowledge, one can become an arahat. So practicing sila, morality, one can remove vitekama kilesa, transgressive defilements. Practicing samadhi, concentration, priyutana kilesa, obsessive defilements are overcome. And gaining knowledge, one can weaken and uproot the defilements. Practicing sila, samadhi, and panya, the gross, medium, and refined form of defilements will be prevented, suppressed, cured, and uprooted. And once the person becomes sotapanna, the stream enterer, one totally removes the defilements that lead to lower existences. And continuing the practice, one will become an arahat who is totally free from all the defilements. So this practice can lead to arahatship. And the Dhamma Vinaya that has been taught by the Buddha with the Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge, and with Mahakaruna, great compassion, if one practices according to the Dhamma Vinaya, then it is said that the Dhamma Vinaya is living and the Sasana is still exist. So long as the Dhamma Vinaya is kept alive by practicing it, then it is also said that the teacher who guided the way is still living. So in order to keep the Dhamma Vinaya within oneself, one has to practice according to the Dhamma Vinaya. So the Dhamma Vinaya, which is also called Pavachana, will be kept alive by practicing accordingly. The Buddha attained Parinibbana more than 2,500 years ago. But so long as the disciples keep on practicing the Dhamma Vinaya, then the Dhamma Vinaya is still alive. And thus the Buddha who taught the Dhamma Vinaya is still alive. There will be living Buddha so long as the Dhamma Vinaya is alive. It means that if the Dhamma Vinaya is not practiced, the teaching of the Buddha will no longer exist. And also the Buddha no longer exist. The Dhamma Vinaya, the guidance, instruction, and the discipline were taught by the Buddha with the Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge, till Buddha attained Parinibbana within these 45 years. And the teachings were categorized into three pitaka, the three baskets, and the five nikaya. Nine factors of the sasana, and to put it in the Dhammakanda and put it in the groups of teaching, there are 84,000 groups of teachings. And these 84,000 groups of teachings, the Dhammakanda, were maintained at the Sixth Buddhist Council. These teachings, the Dhammakandas, were given by the single Buddha. And as the Buddha passed away, then the 84,000 Dhammakanda will be teaching on behalf of the Buddha. So it can be said that 84,000 Buddha are still assisting, which are teaching on behalf of the Buddha. So long as the disciples are practicing according to the Dhamma Vinaya, then it is said that the teachings of the Buddha still assist, and they are teaching on behalf of the Buddha. And practicing according to these teachings, one's body, speech, and mind will be and pure, clean, and cultured. It means that in order to keep the Dhamma Vinaya alive, one should practice to satisfactory level in order to keep the Dhamma Vinaya alive within oneself. It means that if one does not practice the Dhamma Vinaya, then the Dhamma Vinaya is no longer assist in the person who does not practice, and thus the Buddha also no longer assist. Not practicing, one will not be possessing the Dhamma Vinaya within oneself. One will not have the Dhamma Vinaya alive, and the person will not have the Buddha alive. Only if the teachings are practiced, the Dhamma Vinaya will be alive. So in order to keep the Dhamma Vinaya alive, the monks have to do their duties properly. It is the duty of the monks to keep the Dhamma Vinaya alive. They are very important to keep it alive. And also the devotees who support the sasana with the four requisites, it is not enough only by supporting with the four requisites, but they also need to practice. The devotees have to practice the five precepts or the Ajivatamaka precept, observing the eight precepts, which have the right livelihood as the eighth precept. And also, if they can, they have to practice the eight precepts and so on. And they also need to practice samadhi and panya, concentration and wisdom. By practicing the sila, samadhi, and panya, they will possess the Dhamma Vinaya living within themselves. So as they have practiced to a satisfactory level, they are keeping the Dhamma Vinaya alive within themselves, they will know the benefit and they will be handing down to the next generation the Dhamma seeds. So in this way, they will be inheriting them to the next generation, the Dhamma Vinaya. So in order to keep the Dhamma Vinaya alive, in order to keep the Buddha alive, the monks have to practice diligently, mainly, and also the devotees who have been supporting with the four requisites also need to practice Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. And according to the commentaries of Vinaya and Digha Nikaya, so long as the Dhamma Vinaya were practiced, then the Dhamma Vinaya will be alive. And also, the teacher Buddha that guided the Dhamma Vinaya will still be alive. So it says that so long as the Dhamma Vinaya is practiced, the world will not be devoid of noble persons, Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, and Arahat. In order to keep maintaining and prolonging the sasana, one has to practice the Dhamma Vinaya. One has to practice the Dhamma Vinaya by himself, by herself. And one has to encourage others to practice. So the monks have their duty to practice the Dhamma Vinaya to the satisfactory level, and they also need to encourage others to practice. And also the devotees should practice themselves with the guidance of Kalyana Mitta, true companion, who can guide according to the Dhamma Vinaya systematically. And there will still be noble persons, Ariya, and one can even attain arahatship. So long as the world is not devoid of Ariya, noble persons, the Dhamma Vinaya will still assist. So in order to keep the Dhamma Vinaya alive, one should practice himself, herself, each and individually. They should keep the practice so that the Dhamma Vinaya will still be alive. And Saraji emphasized that in order to keep the Dhamma Vinaya alive, it is not sufficient just to be reading books or writing books or reciting. What needs to be done is to practice, to put it into practice. And after practicing to a satisfactory level, one can encourage others verbally or in writing in order to keep the Dhamma Vinaya alive. So long as the world is not devoid of Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, Arahat, then the Dhamma Vinaya will also be passed on to others. After practicing to a satisfactory level, one can encourage the family members, relatives, and friends to practice. So also, the other people who have been encouraged by the Kalyana Mitta, they need to have the faith and confidence on the teachings of the Buddha, and they need to understand the chetana, good volition, that their Kalyana Mitta has been encouraging them with, and they need to practice diligently so that they are keeping the Dhamma Vinaya alive within their own heart, and they are keeping the Dhamma Vinaya, the sasana, maintained and prolonged. And Saraji also explained that how one should be having the Buddha alive within one's heart and how one should be doing in order to keep the Dhamma Vinaya alive. So it is the duty of every Buddhist to be practicing the teachings of the Buddha to keep the Dhamma Vinaya alive. And they should encourage their family members, relatives, and friends so that there will be a good society of people who are keeping the Dhamma Vinaya alive, and thus the Buddha will still be alive. Practicing the Dhamma Vinaya will be alive, and thus it is said that Buddha is still living. In order to keep the Dhamma Vinaya alive, in order to keep the Buddha still living, each and everyone has to practice the teachings of the Buddha so that they will possess the teachings of the Buddha within their own heart. And after they have practiced to a satisfactory level, they have to encourage others verbally and also by writing. And Saraji encourages our Asian relatives, world relatives, samsara relatives, especially the Dhamma relatives, as we all practice the Dhamma. Saraji would like to encourage the Dhamma relatives to practice diligently in order to keep the sasana, the teachings of the Buddha, maintain and prolong within our own heart. And Saraji encourages to practice diligently so that the Dhamma, Vinaya, and the Buddha will be kept alive within oneself. So let us all practice in order to keep the Dhamma, Vinaya, and Buddha alive. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.